This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Last point, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, وَلَا تَجْعَلَ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, and do not make this dunya that which is the greatest form of our importance and not the extent of our knowledge. So we want to break this up into two parts, particularly when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this, because before that he said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَةَنَا فِي دِينِنَا, and do not make the heaviest affliction upon us in our religion. And we talked about that, where the biggest affliction for the Muslim in their religion, don't allow that to happen to us in our faith, particularly in regards to belief in Allah and His existence and His possibilities and His capabilities, and particularly what we are seeing now. Don't make that a musibah, a disastrous element in our lives, for us being the disasters in our faith. And then after that he says, وَلَا تَجْعَلَ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. And do not make the dunya that which is the greatest form of our importance. And this is very, very important for us in the West in particular, that have careers, that have jobs, in which this job is a risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a provision that you have attained from hard work, whatever it may be. Whatever it's, if it's a business, if it's a job, whatever the case may be. It has come from hard work, from the faculties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, in which you've obtained and attained whatever career it may be. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making a very important distinction here when he's asking Allah, do not make that the most important factor in our lives. Because if you notice right before that, he said, do not make the biggest trial in our religion. So the dunya should be subservient to the deen. I'm going to repeat that. The dunya, this worldly life, should be subservient to our religion. Meaning that whatever we indulge upon in this worldly life, our concern and our lens and our rubric and our yardstick and our standards should be through that of the religion. When we choose to do something in this life, in this dunya, our concern should be, what does the religion say about it? Does it coincide with the morals and ethics of our faith? That is how I choose to live my life. That is what is most important to me, not just the dunya by itself. And that distinction is very important, because when it comes to the religion and this worldly life, if there is a contradiction in practice, this is where one has a choice to make. And the one that believes in Allah makes the choice that Allah wants him to make and obliges upon him or recommends for him. So for example, how many prayers do we have in a day? Five. So are at least one of those prayers in the time span of work of a 9-to-5 job? This one has 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Does any prayer come within that time frame? Or is it two? 9 to 5. 9 to 5? Depends what time of the year. Maybe just one.
It could be one, it could be two. Yeah.
It could be one, it could be two. So this time of the year, it's one or two?
Two.
It's two? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Alhamdulillah. It's two. So this is a choice for everyone that is working. If the time of dhuhr comes in, is it obligatory to make dhuhr in between the time when it starts and before asr starts? Is that an obligation to make dhuhr prayer, the second prayer? Yes? No? Are there exceptions for the man? Are there exceptions for the man? No. No exceptions. Are there... Is job an exception? It's not an exception. So when one chooses the job and says, well, you know, I'm at work and I cannot offer this prayer, or I'm at work, therefore I cannot offer. This is where the dunya was chosen over the deen. The dunya was chosen over the deen. Because this religion is something that is transcendent. Therefore, everything in this creation is subservient to the Creator and subservient to the system the Creator has brought for creation, which for us, the Muslims, is Sharia, which is Islam. So if we make that our importance, that is where it can become problematic for our faith. Not only that, we have to understand, The result of choosing the dunya over the deen, or aspects of the dunya over the deen, can cause a disease of the heart. When one consistently chooses this world and neglects that which his religion or her religion obliges or wants from them, if they continue in that, that can become a disease of the heart. What do we mean? We took in the class with the sisters today that the disease is it emanates from two basic factors. Who knows what they are? There's the shubhat, the perceptions, and the shahawat, the desires. So if we take the prayer for example, someone can say a perception is a misunderstanding of the religion. And they call it shubha because yushbihu shay'an. It resembles something that may be right, but then you give it the same characteristics of that resemblance, because of its resemblance. So if someone says, no, Allah does not want us to pray during this time of the day if we're at work. Someone says, where did you get that from? They say, Allah is the Razak. He provided me with the job. He knows my situation. He's al-Alim. So he would not put me in a what? Difficult situation to where the difficult situation is to tell my supervisor, to tell my employees, to tell someone, I need just 5 minutes. What are you going to go do? I just have to go pray. I have to go pray. I pray 5 times. This is the time that Allah would never do that to me. Therefore, the prayer is not what? It's not obligatory upon me. No? It's not obligatory. Is this a misconception, a misunderstanding, or following a desire? Huh? It's primarily a misconception. It started from a desire, but then it became to him validating the impermissible act. You understand? The other one is a desire, where one just follows a desire. I know that it's wrong, but I still do it. And that is the essence of what? Sin. All of us have this. It is the essence of sin. The problem is, if one is consistent upon whichever sinful practice and desirable practice that goes against the religion, that's where it can become a disease of the heart. When one validates the impermissible act. Right? And that's where the dunya, one has to be very, very, very careful. And the way that one protects himself in the dunya is by dhikr. And I say dhikr, not only dhikr of the lisan, of the tongue, by being involved in what Allah has given you as a reminder. So coming to the masjid is a form of dhikr. You're remembering Allah, you're remembering His deen, you're remembering the reward, you're remembering being with your brothers, you're remembering the angels, you're remembering that Allah loves it. All of this is, it reminds you and it motivates you to come and do that action. So that is what can keep one's heart pure. And that's what we talk about, a pure heart, pure from any diseases. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا, and do not make the dunya the extent of our knowledge. This is important as well, brothers and sisters. When one does not know how to recite Fatiha, and they have been Muslim all their life, this is a problem. It's possibly haram for that person. But when you talk to this person about chemistry, you talk to this person about engineering, you talk to this person about plumbing, a science of this world, they're well versed in it. When it comes to the basics of their religion, they have no knowledge of it whatsoever. The scholars call this ma'lum min ad-din bid-darura. Those things that are obligatory upon every single Muslim. Knowing how to pray is obligatory upon every single Muslim. The ins and outs of interest, is that obligatory on every single Muslim? No, the ins and outs, the intricacies of interest. No, but they at least should know that it's something that is not allowed in Islam. And if they get involved into a business, that's where it's obligatory upon them to ask the people of knowledge. To ask the people of knowledge. But the obligatory acts from the five pillars of Islam. If someone goes to Hajj and they don't know how to perform Hajj, they never sought the knowledge of Hajj, that is upon them. No? So when we talk about لَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا, do not make the dunya the extent of our knowledge. Make our knowledge of that our knowledge of the deen of Islam. This is the most important thing. This is why the scholars of Islam should be those that practice what they know. And if they know more than the average layman, their practice should be more than them. That is what the standard is. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innal ulama warathatul anbiya," that these scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. And they inherited the knowledge. They didn't inherit any money. So they inherited the knowledge of the religion. And the goal of knowledge is not knowledge. The goal of knowledge is action from the knowledge. So when the Prophet ﷺ made this beautiful dua, it's important for us to know the position of the dunya in the life of the Muslim, to know that it is something that is at a low status, that we do not cherish it, but we use it for that which is much greater. We use it to help us in the deen of Islam. And when one is diverted from that, that's where it can be possibly harmful upon them and upon others, whether it's following their desires or having the wrong perception and not knowing anything about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obliged or recommends for them to ultimately protect them from the evils of shaitan, from mankind, and from the jinn. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us in this life and make us of those that are aware of His greatness and His protection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His protection protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase and strengthen the iman and wherewithal in their hearts, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah allow us when we hear or see of any of this that they are facing, that we put our hands up to Him and ask Him for His greatness and His protection and His honor and His mercy and His love and also His punishment for those that are the enemies of Him and the enemies of Islam. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الأبرار.